Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 323 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 30, To the Tenth Power.
It aired November 4th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Ryuta Tasaki.
Hot shit.
That's all the information.
I don't know why I just stopped. I expected more. I don't know what happened.
That's all I have for you. I don't know.
Sorry. Guy, we let you down, guy. This year's off to a bad start. No, it's fine. Happy New Year from the real New Year. Last time we recorded, it was pre-New Year, but we did make it this time. Can confirm. Yes. Made it into 2018. Phew. That was a close one, right, guys? If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. And today, I'm confident that it's the crossover episode, because there's no other reason there would be 10...
10 powers?
10 powers in the title. Without any further, do you want to do one for old time's sake, in the hopes? In the hopes that it shows up?
Yeah, I could use a good one.
Yeah, all right. Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space!
And we're back. And we just watched To the Tenth Power.
Yep. Asterisk.
Asterisk. Tenth plus one. To the Tenth Power with Mike.
To the ten. Yeah, to the Mike's power.
To the Tenth Power, also featuring Mike.
Featuring Mike on drums. Featuring DJ Jazzy Mike. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is JakeandJosh.com. That's where the archives are. Speaking of, Zio's like halfway falling off, so you gotta put those up on the archive.
Okay, I will do that sometime this year. Hey,
okay, well, see, it's a whole new year though.
I know.
So
I have 364 days before I'm a liar.
Let's try to limit that to January. What's next? Twitter, email. You know them.
You know them. You love them.
You know them. You love them. We have both now. We got hot and cold running email, and we have Twitter in here, indoor Twitter. So I don't know what happened to me. You'll find out in the blooper reel when it comes out what happened to me. It happened to everyone here. It's all Pokemon's fault. What is the email? littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com, and we're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. You can also leave us a rating review on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Podknife, or probably some other places. I don't know. Wherever you're finding this, if there's a reviewing feature, go ahead and leave us one. We'd really appreciate it. Helps people find the show. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and you get some cool stuff in return, like the exclusive Tattoo Teens and Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, and early episodes, and some other fun stuff. So, it's Friday. You know what that means.
I do. I do want to say one thing before we dive into this meaty episode. Go back to reviews real quick. If you leave them in a place we do not mention, please tell us, because we're not just going to check it.
Yeah.
And I would like to know if they're on some like obscure podcatcher that has like a review. I'd like to know if they're there so we can read them.
Yeah. Also, we need to figure out how to look at Stitcher reviews, because it's tricky. Stitcher's a tricky service.
Why? If you're going to make a podcasting service with a review feature,
yeah,
why make it tricky?
Well, you see, because
I guess you're right.
Why not? All right, Josh, without any further ado, we start off in the desert on a desert planet somewhere, who knows where. It's not Onyx. Like, it's definitely not Onyx. It's not like bright red.
Right.
But it looks like...
Did we get an outside shot?
We got
of the
an establishing shot. It looked like, you know, sometimes in cartoons where like people will move, but the pattern of their shirt doesn't.
Yes.
It looked like one of those for like dirt.
Oh, okay.
But in a cut out in a circle. Deviant is there, and he is meeting with a Jawa from Star Wars. And
it's, kind of, except we see the this
it's
thing's
a bug
face.
Jawa,
yeah,
and it's still doing like the rah, 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 rah. And then it's okay. So for 1 second, I was like, he's trading this key for this box, but he's not. The key just opens the box.
How? Okay. That's, yeah, he just uses the key to open the box.
Yeah.
How did he get the key?
He just had the key. He owned a key before and gave this guy the box.
Well, let's talk about
what's... put stuff in the box and then bring it back to me so I can open it.
Let's save the questions until the box is open because there's very important things in this box.
So he opens a box and inside the box is 5 antifreeze green data cards.
Yes.
That we have seen before.
Correct.
Now.
And we made the joke that we would never see or hear about them again.
Yep. Wrong on us.
So good on you, Power Rangers, for proving us wrong on that.
Number one, good on you, Power Rangers, for proving us wrong. And number two, good on everyone for not just telling us, hey, idiots, they come back next season.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I was very pleasantly surprised. Love the Psycho Rangers. And oh, by the way, it's the Psycho Rangers if you forgot. They back. So then we cut from there to the Blade ship where Deviant is like saying, like, I reprogrammed them to make them stronger and less wild.
Can we mention Deviant's voice real quick?
It's tinnier.
It's never sounded this robotic before, right? There's like a stronger filter on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It like pings. Like his voice has ping to it.
That's not good.
I was about to say something and then you did. So I'm glad it wasn't just me that was like, he sounds weird, right? He puts them in the cards in the slot and he de-digitizes them.
Yeah. He's talking a bunch of stuff like, I powered him up, made him even better than before and blah, blah, blah. And then Kegler's like, weren't they destroyed?
And he's like, no, idiot. They just like,
you shut your keg mouth, Kegler. I thought they were just going to like leave it like, you shut up and don't ever mention plot holes again. But they like explained that they weren't destroyed.
No, they just got digitized. Yeah. And now I can undigitize them with this thing. So he's slowly been amassing a operation to get these Psycho Rangers back. So he brings them back and Psychos are back and it's going to be trouble. Hey, nah, hey, nah.
So, Trakita says we're going after yellow and green first.
Well, we go to the theme song and we come back, and then we're back here. Yeah. Or sorry, before we go back, we go back to the desert, and oh, that's right. The Jawa tried to turn on Divya and got shot and killed for his troubles.
Yeah.
We come back to the desert, and there is a cloaked figure wearing a velvet robe.
We've seen the robe before.
We also see his face, and it's Andros.
It's everything but the top of his eyes that we see.
It like come on. It sounds like him. Yeah. It's his face. It's him.
It's his secret bad guy robe when he was at the Last Supper at the beginning of last season.
And when he went to Onyx the first time to get the Zordon cards. From Darkonda. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That's how they got the Delta Megazord. Sometimes I forget a lot about what we watched the previous season on Power Rangers. Sometimes it just sticks with me forever. I can't wait to see what I forget about this season.
Probably a lot of it.
And I'll be like, yeah, they never did this thing. And then 10 people will be like, yes, yeah.
You actually talked about it.
You talked about it for like 5 straight episodes. oh, sorry. That's my bad. So then we come back to the Blade ship, and this is where Trakina is talking to them.
Yeah, and they do, like, a good psycho thing where, oh, we're going after yellow and green first, and Blue is like, well, I'm going to just go get Blue. You can't stop me.
Yeah, Black and Yellow are just like, yeah.
I wish that Black was like, I don't care about a Green Ranger.
Yeah.
Because he shouldn't. I mean, I guess it's the same power.
It is. It's like...
I just would have liked it if he was like, who cares about the green one? Where's the black one? I need to kill the black one.
Yeah. Like, well, they don't have a black one. They got a green one now. So you're going to kill that one instead. I love that those two are excited to go kill their respective colors.
But and they immediately establish that the Psycho Rangers are still just going to like do whatever they want.
Yeah. And then Blue's like, I don't think so. I'm a Psycho Ranger. But then Trakina like whistles or something and Deviant flips a switch. And not only does Blue get zapped with electricity, they all do.
Yeah. Just so, like, all of them know not to step out, I guess.
Which, I like that because it's, number one, it's a total bad guy move to be like, oh, I'm just going to shock you and all your friends for one of you doing bad.
We made you more powerful, but we also put this failsafe in where we can just freeze you in painful electricity if you get out of line.
Yeah. And so we cut to, here's the thing. She's like, now I'm going to tell you our plan. Which started with get yellow and green first, which is technically correct.
That is what they do, but that's just the beginning of a montage.
Yeah, it seems like it happened concurrently.
Yeah.
So you just zapped Blue, I guess just to show him, like, hey, shut up, kid. You work for me now. So we cut to Maya and Damon, and they are walking down the street Damon has two bags of groceries. We get a POV shot of the him with the groceries.
From his chest?
Yeah. And he's like, Maya, why do I gotta carry all the groceries? And she's like, my hands are full. She has an apple in one hand and a paper bag with, I'm assuming, like, a celery in it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, folded up halfway and yeah. there's nothing in it. And then a hand reaches out of the ground.
Yes.
And grabs his foot. And he trips, and he just straight up dumps one of these bags.
Which I guess was just full of tomatoes.
It's just a bunch of tomats, and they go everywhere. And then Maya goes to pick up some of the tomats, and a hand reaches out again and grabs her and pulls her down
yep.
into the sidewalk. Like, comes through the sidewalk and pulls her down. And then a guy drives by as Damon looks at one of them, and he runs over. He drives by on a bicycle.
He's on a bike, yeah.
And then he's like, hey, watch where you're going, please. And the guy's like, sorry, all right. And as this is happening, Psycho Black steps out from behind the wall and, like, chloroforms Damon and drags him in. And then we cut to Kai and Kendricks fighting Blue and Pink.
Yep.
So, like, the same time. It's like the
yeah,
same time.
We cut to the middle of them getting their butts whooped.
Yeah. it's just a choice. I guess they just wanted to show them that, like, they can't get out. Like, they have to do what Trakita right. says. So I guess that makes sense. They get beat up and taken pretty easily. Like, they put up a little bit of a fight, but not really.
They're also, not morphed either. They're just fighting.
They're not morphed. Also, I noticed, I don't know if you noticed this, or if I'm very off base, but every time they were fighting, Valerie Vernon's face was, like, completely covered.
There were a lot of, like, faraway shots.
With her like turn
covered by like an arm. I think it's just coincidence because she's in the rest of the episode. But maybe it wasn't her fighting.
I don't think she's in any of the fight scenes though. I think that's what they were covering up.
That could be.
Because she like at this time has cancer.
Yeah.
And is like in treatment for it and is like spoilers about to leave because of it. Cause it's like gotten pretty bad.
Right.
So I think they're like, you can be in the, you know, in the talking stuff, but like we're not gonna chance you.
Yeah, we're not gonna anything. Let you exert yourself when like, you're in this weakened state.
Yeah,
already.
Number one, exerting yourself, and number two, like if you are in chemo, your immune system is destroyed. So like yeah. if you get like if you block a punch, even a stage punch, like that could cause a bruise that could turn into something very bad.
Right.
So like, good on them for, you know, for not being like, no, just do it, wuss. Because I feel like that's the other way that Saban probably would go with some yeah. of these things.
They do try to morph right at the end of their little fight sequence, but the psychos stop them and take them.
Yeah. And then we cut to Leo, who is doing some Tai Chi something.
He's doing yoga in the desert.
Doing yoga in the desert. It's the forest, though.
Is it the forest or is it just some trees in the park?
It looks it looks like there's a canopy.
It's like off the side of the jogging trail.
Yeah. It might actually be the same place that they jogged last time. So he hears some crying and he walks over and there's a boy crying and he's like, hey, are you all right? And the boy's like, yeah, but you're not, and grabs him. It's a trap.
Yep.
It's a bad trap. This trap is stupid because here's the thing. You could have just been Psycho Ranger and, like, walked out of a tree and grabbed him.
Yeah.
Or, like, lowered his guard a little more before you turned into Psycho Red. Because, he's not even, like...
All he does is, like, hip toss him and yeah. then walks at him with his hand out and turns into Psycho Red.
Yeah. And they fight for a second. Both of them
Leo does
morph. Yeah, Leo morphs. They fight. Leo gets kicked into a tree branch so hard it demorphs him. And this stuntman... The suit actor for Leo today, I hope got paid a lot of money for this episode because he takes some nasty
yeah,
bumps.
He slams his back hard against the tree here, and he takes another one later on like the edge of a barrel.
Yeah.
And it's just not good for your spine, I don't think, to land that way.
No. Same thing with Psycho Yellow. Psycho Yellow gets like flipped upside down at one point and lands like... Like a Takamishinoku Royal Rumble exit,
yeah,
backwards.
She lands with her feet up on a wall and her chest on the ground. And, like, again, that bends your spine.
Yeah, that turns you into a human taco, and that's not good.
Psycho Red's about to kill Leo, right?
Yeah, he's like, I'm Psycho Red, and his head spins around.
Unnecessary.
You know, because he's psycho.
And, yeah, I mean, I got that already.
And then the Velveteen Rabbit shows up and kicks him and knocks him away and then grabs Leo and they run. And he's like, hey, hide behind this tree. There's like four trees where they are, right? He's like, over here, we got to hide. And then he just like puts Leo there and walks out and takes his hood off and it's Andros. And you can tell that like he just bleached the streaks in his hair because like it does not look great. He has not been maintaining them in the year since. How dare you, Andros? You know you got to come back for a crossover at some point. So then Leo says, you're Andros. And I was like, all right, Leo, explain yourself.
He does.
He does, though. He was there on Earth when last year when they saved Earth. All the Rangers did, which is a really nice touch.
Yeah.
I really like that because it, number one, like gives Leo a reason to know who he is. And number two, means that that mattered in this world beyond like.
There is a slight plot hole here.
Okay.
In that.
Andros' hair, isn't it?
No. No, his hair matches up just fine. But he was on the ship when the other five Rangers, because it was Zane and the other four that revealed their identities. Andros did not, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right.
But maybe he did later out of camaraderie for the out team.
There was like, you know, a couple months between then and Terra Venture taking off, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
Who knows?
The not too distant future.
It could have been the week after. It could have been years. Who knows? It
could have been. I don't know.
Well, it couldn't have been that long because he's about the same age as Leo.
Yeah. They're not much different in age. So he explains that Psycho Ray is like he's exactly the same as you, but opposite and twice as powerful. So not exactly the same then.
Very different, actually.
Exactly means something very different from what you said. And I just like words have meaning, Andros.
Yeah.
So then we go to the Astro Mega ship where Leo comes in. And Alpha's like, it's just you and Mike left. Like, holy crap. And then Andros comes in and he's like, Andros, oh yeah. And then he goes up and he hugs Andros for, I guess, too long. Because Andros is like, all right, that's enough. And he like kind of pushes him back a little bit.
Also, he's like, forget those other four. Andros is here.
Yeah. Who cares about them? It's my old friend Andros. Then Mike walks up to Andros and shakes his hand and says, it's an honor to meet you. And I think Mike has a crush on Andros.
This seems that way.
Mindros? Mindros watch?
Andrike. Nope.
No, I think we're going to have to go with Mindros.
Mindros.
Micros? Micros. Micros,
that's it.
There we go.
It
took us a minute, but we get there. Yeah, Mike looks a little bit in love.
There's a long, lingering handshake, which is the symbol for signal, I meant. For kiss me, you idiot.
Yeah. They don't.
No, they don't.
Saban's a coward. and then, like, they never talk again. But it was like this. It was this one moment where I was like, oh, yeah, I know what you guys are doing later. So Andros asked, is the power vault sealed? You remember the power vault?
Yeah, it's where Zane was, right?
No, that was the hidden room.
Oh.
That was a secret cryo chamber. You don't remember the power vault?
No.
Oh, you shouldn't, because it's never showed up before. It's brand new.
It looks like it's in the same room as Zane's cryo chamber.
Well, yeah, there's only the one extra room. So everything was that room.
They just repurposed it after Zane was revived.
They just shoot it on different sides. So they go to the power vault. Anders is like, Deka, is the power vault still sealed? And Deka's like, yes. It's a good time to crack it open. So they go there and they open it and they go in and there is. It's a big room with one thing in the middle. It's like a little like kitchen island in the middle with these five.
They're like, just like plumbing pipes painted different colors.
They're faucets. Like they're PVC pipes painted different colors and all of the morphers are on there. And so he grabs the red one and they're like, all right, we got to go. I don't know why it capitalized there. The space morphers are in there. Why'd you capitalize
They're
that?
In there, capital T.
Capital T. You know where. There.
Yeah, the space vault. Power vault.
Yep. Power vault. Super powerful. We cut back to the Blade ship. Or no, sorry, we don't. We got to a warehouse. I guess at some point they said that, like, they got a distress call. Alpha says they got a, like, not a distress call, but, like, Trakina says, like, the Rangers are all here. You gotta come get them. come pick up your Rangers.
Deka said she picked up some weird energy readings.
Okay.
And then Alpha was like, is it the other Rangers? And it is.
Yeah.
But Andros is like, now, wait a minute. I know these psychos.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Also, this isn't even a trap. Like, this is, like, it's not like, they're not going to trick them if they show up.
No.
It's just it's seven bad guys standing around.
It's a lure.
Yeah. So we go over there, and Trakina's there with the other Rangers. They are waiting for, she's literally like, we're just going to wait now. Right. Cool. Get comfy.
Leo will show up, we'll kill him, and then we'll kill you. And I win.
The Rangers try to, leave. There's a bunch of, pillars, just, broken pillars around in this warehouse. And then, Damon tries to, walk out and get zapped.
Why did they bring this warehouse into space?
There's a lot of questions about that I have. So, when an astronaut goes into space, everything he brings is, weighed.
Yeah.
Because it's very important that you, maintain, a certain weight and, it's, space and stuff is at a premium. Terra Ventures, we're going to need an empty warehouse district. We're going to need...
Make sure we bring that really run-down one.
You could have made it twice as far right now if you had half the space to drag.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they didn't call anyone at NASA to see if...
All they had was NASADA.
That was it. That's just one letter away from Masada, and I don't get the hype.
Very specific joke.
Local jokes get local work, Josh.
But also, I don't either.
Maybe there's something there that we're... I don't know.
You gotta like garbage wrestling, and I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. That's a lie. I do like garbage wrestling sometimes.
I've never been one for the hype. Look, I was into it during the hardcore in 2000. Era. I don't know. I can't. That's not my style anymore. I prefer mat-based technical chain wrestling, which is actually very boring to someone who's not, into it. So.
Yeah, I mean, it can get there. I like every kind of wrestling if it's done right. And garbage wrestling done right, ultra-violent stuff, is baller. When they are pouring their hearts out into it,
yeah.
Masada just doesn't do that.
When it's just everything you do and you look bored doing it,
yeah.
I don't understand why you have such a following. Yeah. Anyway,
this is not the point. The point is that I don't think this is Valerie Vernon again in this scene.
I did not notice. I was not looking that
she
hard.
Is behind Kai the whole time. The one scene where it's all of the Rangers, it's the three of them, and there is someone in a pink jumpsuit hidden behind Damon. But you can barely see him. I just don't think she's on this set.
It's
right
too
now.
Coincidental that they're hiding her so well.
Yeah.
For it to actually be her.
Yeah. So then a wall blows up and Leo's here. It's time to get his friends back. But wait, he brought another friend.
It's a little weird the way that they play it, because he shows up with the light behind him.
Yeah.
after a giant explosion.
Look what I did.
And they're all like, whoa, Leo. And he silently just nods. For a second, I was like, or is it?
Yeah, but it is, though.
But it is, because then his new best friend,
Andrew, shows up. And I was so disappointed that we didn't get a Let's Rocket. Stay tuned.
Yes. Also, man, it's good to see the in-space suit again.
It's real good.
I like it so much better than this one.
I do, too.
It's just sleeker.
Yeah, and look, I'm a noted fan of gaudy outfits. the new ones, we were talking about this the other day and on Twitter a little bit, the new suits for the Zodiac Rangers for the Sentai are amazing.
They're very cool.
I think they are fantastic. And they have a lot going on, and I'm okay with that. Unique and personal that that's what I'm into. The Lost Galaxy ones are what if the Mighty Morphin ones were animals instead of dinosaurs.
But also the whole chest is white. And I don't get that.
Is it?
Yeah, it's all white. It's
down to the
belly. It's all white with the black zigzag. And then their sleeves are their color. And the little bit between probably their belly button and their belt is their color.
Yeah, I never looked at that, I guess. I saw it. Obviously, but I've never taken it in and thought about it before. They got a little Charlie Brown stripe across them.
Yep.
That's weird. That's a weird design choice.
It is weird. I guess that's supposed to also be teeth like the diamonds are. But it's just I don't know, the whole white chest area.
I'm
not into that.
I don't like when they do something weird with the whole chest. Or the Kyuriusers. Or the Zhuhuers.
Which one is that?
It was the Zhuhuers. You know, the one where they have Minecraft Zords?
What?
You know the one. Did you not see they have Minecraft Zords?
No.
They have giant 8-bit Minecraft Zords. That's their thing. Their chest is like a iron-on print of an animal face, and I don't like it.
Oh, is that the one where, like, they're animal people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for Red, but he might be. He's descended from a bird boy from the front dimension. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Leo blows up a wall. After Andros comes in, Trakina's like, two Red Rangers? I'm going to be legendary. She's so hyped to kill two Red Rangers at one time. I don't think she's ever seen an episode of Power Rangers before, but, like, good for her. Living her best life. So they fight, but first they cat and mouse the
whole bad guy team outside.
The entire bad guy team
outside. No one is guarding the cage.
Three buggies are.
Well, come on.
Nobody. Like, Trakina also left, but not to fight, just to observe.
Well, she needs to watch the Red Rangers die so she can
claim credit for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that. So then we cut back to the Astro Mega ship, and a hand opens the vault, and I know this hand. I've seen this hand, and I'm excited for what this hand means.
Yep.
Alpha comes up and is like, this door wasn't closed. And then we
this
get a bunch.
This part is weird because we get a little bit of information later that's like, Because Alpha looks in the door and is like, whoa, I can't believe it.
We also see like four hands grab the remaining morphers.
Yeah.
Like, a real quick, like, kind of thing.
I appreciate the theater, the cinema of, like...
Yeah,
come on.
You know.
All of their names were under guest star at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, were they? I didn't notice that. anyway, let's keep the mystery alive for some people who maybe haven't figured it out before. If there's any 1-year-olds listening, or people that did not watch in space or listen to our episodes on it. We cut back to Mike half stealthily freeing the Rangers. He sneaks up on one buggy, cocks his big cool gun, and shoots all three of them in a big explosion. So, like, halfway there.
Stealth mission, Jake. What do you think he's going to do? Silently kill some buggies?
Choke one out? I don't know. Sam Fisher a couple people? Hang them up by their ears? I guess I don't have ears to be hung up by, but I got toes.
All you
got to
do is, your gun is also a sword, so just, like, cut the one buggy.
Yeah.
And then bonk the two heads of the other ones together. And he did it.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
But instead, he shoots everything as loud as he can.
Yeah. Then he shoots the control panel, because I guess these pillars are a force field themselves. They are wired up.
Damon did try to run through it at some point before Leo showed up. But yeah, it's like between the pillars, I guess.
And he blows it up and they can leave. And so then I got a little wrapped up, so my notes get a little loosey-goosey for a second. So we cut over to Andros and Leo, and the other Rangers and Mike join up with them. So it's the Psychos, Deviant, Villamax, and Trakina versus all the Rangers. Leo and Andros are morphed, and Mike is morphed.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's only 7 of you. What are you 7 going to do? And then you hear my sweet baby boy TJ's voice. And he says, no, there's 11 of us in the episode to the 10th power. So, like, did you name it first and then forgot to change it? Or did you forget about Mike? Does Mike not count?
I don't know. I don't think they're counting Mike.
But they specifically say 11.
But he's not a Power Ranger. He's a Magna Defender.
Well, yes. Which, again, what does that mean?
I don't know. He got his powers from the Magna Defender, which makes me feel like it's not part of the Morphin Grid.
No, I think it's a separate deal. Magna Defenders weren't, but it bonded with the Morphin Grid because he morphed into it?
I just don't know.
I know, it's very complicated. Who knows what's going on?
There's 10 powers and a Magna Defender.
Yeah, so we get this big zoom in on the in-space Rangers. They're very far away. They're on a balcony in a warehouse, like leading out to it. Couple notes. They all do a little pose, and Cassie mean mugs so hard, I thought she was going to dislocate her hips. It was amazing.
I also would need to point out Carlos's very clean haircut.
Ashley and Carlos's hair are both amazing.
Yeah.
Ashley's is like got a lot of volume to it.
It does.
And Carlos's is cut and very slick, but not like
not in a slimy
slicked.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's a good haircut. TJ's TJ still.
It's the same.
Yeah.
And I think Cassie's hair is pretty similar.
Pretty much the same.
She wore it so many different ways, but it's the same length.
Yeah, it's same length, same color. There's not a lot going on. Again, though, they all like do like a huh, like yeah, we're here, and she like is like ooh.
So you're just psyched to be back.
I'm psyched to have him back.
Who? We get a Let's Rock It now.
Yeah, and we get the Let's Rock
It. Did Ashley call it?
Yes,
I'm pretty sure Ashley called it.
I think it might have been TJ.
I don't know because
it might have been TJ, but it looked like it was focused on Ashley.
It might have been TJ both times, but I feel like one of them, either the Make That 11 or the Let's Rock It, was one of them, and the other was the other.
Well, the Make That 11 was definitely TJ.
That I think Ashley called.
Oh, that's so good. My girl. So they jump down, the other Rangers morph.
We get the morphing sequence with everybody's old hair.
Yeah, with the Let's Rock It. Yeah, yeah. Like clearly the old hair.
But we did get the In Space theme song again.
Yeah, it was real good.
It was very cool.
And they line up. There's all 11 of them in a row. And man, do I just love Power Ranger team ups.
It's so good. Because we get the other four Galaxy Rangers morphing with the Lost Galaxy theme song. And it's just like, they're both four-corner morphs, and it just, like, it's pretty seamless,
yeah.
And it's very cool. And then all the Rangers are there, and they pose, and there's big colored explosions.
It's great.
And it's followed by, like, 7 minutes of just killer fighting.
Just rad-ass fights. It is. So they all, okay. So I literally have no notes about this fight because I did not want to stop watching it.
Yeah.
So they pair off, you know, with their colors. So it's 2-on-1 for everybody, except Mike is taking on both Villamax and Deviant somehow and winning.
Well, it's still 2-on-1 everybody. It's just the other way from Mike.
That is correct. So we start off with Leo and Andros fighting Psycho Red, and it's so good. I thought it was Sentai footage because of how good it was.
Yeah.
But it's not.
We don't just get rad fights like this anymore.
No.
Which is what, like, this whole thing was built on.
Which, like, a lot of the, like, morphed footage, like, the Sentai footage for Gingaman that we get, like, has good fights.
Yeah.
But they are not this dynamic. Like, there is a lot going on. So I don't exactly remember all the moves they were doing. I do remember at one point, Leo and Anders were, like, lined up, and Anders, like, swung overhead as Leo dropped to a knee and Psycho blocked the sword, the spiral saber, and Leo shot him in the crotch with his gun.
Yeah. They do a similar thing with Pink where they're up on like a catwalk kind of, and I think Kendricks gets thrown over the railing and just midair turns and shoots Pink.
Yeah.
Just like total baller.
It's so good.
And then Cassie jumps down after her and also turns and shoots Pink.
Yeah. In the my favorite one, I think it was Yellow. They're fighting. Oh no, maybe it couldn't have been. Cause Yellow gets shot with a Star Slinger and the other one like right after another and backflips into a wall, like we said earlier, and lands like in a conical shape. She is concave, and that's not how you want your spine to be, generally speaking.
Oh,
and then I think it was either Blue or Black, I don't remember, but they were fighting and they got kicked into like a rusty bookshelf and just like hit it while it was at an angle and like crumpled into it and destroyed it, and it looked so good. There was so much going on.
It was very fast paced. It was perfectly choreographed. Like every part of it was so cool.
It was real slick. Even Mike's fight was really, really good.
Yeah.
Because he was fighting both of them, but he had to like manage the two of them.
Yeah. And none of them, like Mike, especially because it's one versus two bad guys, but like he was not fighting Villamax then Deviant. He was fighting Villamax and Deviant.
Yeah.
And it was just so good.
It was real good. So they all the bad guys get knocked back, and they're all on the ropes. And Deviant and Villamax are like, kind of dip off to the side a little bit because they can see, they've seen Power Rangers before. And so the Power Rangers lights up, the Lost Galaxy Rangers lights up, In Space Rangers pull out their weapons. They do the spiral blaster, quad blaster power and the power up mode, and they kill the Psycho Rangers. And I didn't think they were going to die, right? There's no more Zord fight or anything, but they explode and they're all dead. And Villamax and Deviant and Trakina are like, well, gotta go.
It's very cool the way they explode. I don't know if you noticed it, but they land, all of them land face down. They glow white for a second, and the energy of all five of them comes together, and then it blows up.
Oh, that's rad. I miss
that's
that.
That's so cool.
This is great. Then we cut back to the Astro Megaship, and they're having a reunion on the bridge, and they're like, it's not every day you get to see Terra Venture. It's the old Rangers being like, have you seen these new cool toys? Yeah. Oh, Terra Venture's so good and cool, guys.
Could you buy a Terra Venture toy?
I'm confident that... No, actually, you know what? I don't think you could have.
I hope not.
Like, it'd be like a command center thing,
it
right?
It would be the size of, like, your entertainment center.
Oh, no, yeah, because that would make no sense. I don't know.
Unless it's just like a little, I'm flying a Terra Venture. It's like tiny little Power Ranger figures, like, inside the dome.
Well, here's the thing. Terra Venture was an American exclusive.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was a toy. Yeah,
There was no mold for it.
Exactly. So Ashley is like, Alpha, it's so good to see you. Everyone's like kind of palling around for a second, and they're like, you gonna stay forever?
Somebody asked Carlos. I think Damon asked Carlos, how did you guys know? And he says Alpha sent a distress signal, which is why I just don't understand why Alpha was surprised to see them when he called them over.
Well, maybe he sent a general distress signal.
Hey, any Power Rangers in
anyone
the area
want
to
help?
And it made it all the way back to Earth. They somehow came all the way out to Terra Venture without their morphers.
Traveled 15 light years or whatever without their morphers because they were on the ship in the Power Vault. Zane's was not. He got to keep his, I guess.
Maybe that's how they got there. They hitched a ride on the Winger.
On the Mega Winger. No, that got blown up at the end, remember?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. They got nothing left. I don't know what happened.
And the Megazord is the ship that was already on Terra Venture, so I don't know how they got there.
I don't know. So
a big slingshot.
Yeah. They turned into Cappy. They threw it on Slingshot and launched him into a pyramid. That's the end of the episode for the Rangers. They're all like, yeah, cool, you're hanging out. Let's give you the tour.
Maya volunteers to give them the grand tour.
Yep. And then we cut to...
They ask TJ if he's going to stick around. He says, no, I don't want to make any guys jealous of these abs. Yeah. Because you can see him through his shirt.
You can see him through his abs, through the shirt. And I just need him and Leo to stand next to each other for like 1 second.
Just have a Hulk off and just rip like, your shirts.
Yeah, both of you guys just take your shirts out so we can measure your abs. I want just like the tightness and the definitiveness.
Definition. Reflectiveness.
Yes.
Of like how far you can bounce.
If I throw a tennis ball at you, how hard does it come back at me when you flex? These are the ab tests that I need to do. It's very important. So then we cut to the wherever it was that the psychos were destroyed, and we're panning across this like rubble, and it looks like they just destroyed a bunch of robots.
It is definitely robot parts. You can see what is clearly a Psycho Ranger hand. That is just attached to, like, a robot arm.
Here's the thing. Psycho Rangers aren't robots.
Now they were.
Well. Yes. Sure. So, anyway, I'm willing to overlook this. It doesn't matter. Because we pan over, and his hand comes out. And out of the rubble and the dirt, claws Psycho Pink.
Oh, yep.
Which is rad.
I don't know if you remember the order that they were defeated in space, but Pink was first.
She was first. Yellow was last, right? Or did they do just the three of the black, yellow, and red all at once?
I think they were all at once. I can't remember.
Yellow
for sure.
Was my favorite Psycho Ranger last year. This year it's Pink because she is a survivor.
Yeah.
She's like the Terminator coming out of there. Deviant comes in, and this is shot really well. Like they got like the good like heat distortion going on. And he's like, I'm so disappointed in you, Psycho Pink. maybe a little bit more disappointed in the dead ones right next to her.
Yeah. Also, salvage some of those pieces. I bet you could cobble them together into a psycho Frankenstein.
Oh, you could get a psycho defender out of those easy.
Yeah. But he doesn't. He just slings, because Pink sees him blurrily and then, like, passes out.
The robot passes out.
He throws her over his shoulder and takes her away.
He says something as he's carrying her away, something to the effect of, like, I'm going to make you very strong. No one will be able to, like...
Basically, like, you will annihilate anything that stands in your way.
Yeah. And it's also, like, you'll annihilate anything that stands in my way.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy on that spectrum, but you've got a bad guy, so, like, it's fair. And that is the end of the episode. So, yes. Josh,
mm-hmm.
What's the best?
The best is the sweet fights.
That fight scene ruled school.
Yeah. I can't just best the psychos coming back, because the fights were the best part of that.
Yeah, easily. Also, my best. It's so good. That entire fight scene was like, mwah. Like, yeah. So good.
Honorable mention just to the team up morph sequence. Hearing a Let's Rocket and the in-space theme again was just like a warm blanket out of the dryer.
Oh, for sure. My honorable mention goes to Ashley and Carlos's hair.
Fair enough.
It's nice hair. What's the worst?
Oh, I had something that was kind of stupid. I don't remember.
I have one.
What is it?
Mine is the beginning of the episode when they're like, we're going to get yellow and green first, but they also just got pink and blue at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good worst, all things considered.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of bad stuff in general to pick out of it. It gets a little funky right before the Leo and Andrew show up to save everybody. It's just like a little, I don't want to call it pacing issues. It's just like a little like...
They literally say like, we're just waiting right now.
Yeah, there's a little weirdness in there.
Yeah.
But I think the worst probably is we're going to go after these two first, which makes us think it's going to be a multi-part arc.
Yeah.
But they do it all within 2 minutes.
It's just the next scene is... Yeah. Yeah. And who is the MVP?
Andros?
I think so. I think that makes sense because he found the box on the planet that led him to
he knew about the deal because he tried to get there to stop it, but he was too late. Time
he saved Leo,
he orchestrated a plan to get the other he didn't know his team was going to show up behind him,
right?
But he orchestrated the plan to get the other Galaxy Rangers set free.
I think it's got to be Andros. He did a lot.
Yeah.
Also, maybe him and Mike are going to be a thing.
Maybe.
Now we got to rank the episode.
Yep.
So it was a good one.
It's up there.
Do you remember last episode where we were like, was this episode better than an empty box? We don't have to worry about that this time.
This box had stuff in it and it was real cool.
And it ruled. So here's where I'm going to start.
Okay.
Okay. An episode that is very near and dear to my heart that made it pretty high up on the list based on me probably yelling louder than you. Stolen Beauty.
Okay.
The Trakina becomes a human babe and
becomes a cartoon babe.
Becomes a Tex Avery cartoon. That's number 5.
I'll put this above that. What's number 4?
Number 4 is Heir to the Throne, which was Trakina trains to be the best.
I'm trying to be impartial to this being a team up and just like all the cool stuff because of it being a team up.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is better than Heir to the Throne.
I don't think it is. I think it gets really close, but I think there is just enough of a lull.
I think the main difference is that this episode rules because the fights are cool. That episode is very cool because of the story it tells.
Like the character arc in the story.
And that's more important to the season than cool fights.
Yeah. And to be fair, there were a lot of cool fights in that episode, too.
That's
like,
true.
You know, Trakina, like, wrecked a couple dudes. She got wrecked in the beginning and then went back and killed them. And that was great.
Yeah.
But I think the arc of Trakina, despite how it didn't continue, you know, that was kind of the end of her arc. And then she became just, like, the Rita figure.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer. But it was a great episode by itself. This one did have it's not cheating to have the old Power Rangers that we love show up, but, you know.
Right.
that was you know, definitely a big part of it. So yeah, I think coming in at number five is To the 10th Power. To the 10th Power or just The 10th Power?
To the 10th Power.
Even though there were 11 Rangers. Well, no, yeah, I guess yeah, Mike doesn't count as a Ranger. Pretty sneaky Power Rangers.
That's not how exponents work either. What is To the 10th Power? If it's just one, the answer is still one. One to the 10th Power is still one.
Well, it's just like the 10th Power Rangers. That's not how language works.
It's not a great title, but the episode's pretty good.
It's a very good episode. Next time, the episode is called The Power of Pink.
Yep.
Because number one, the pink psycho is still around and apparently gonna wreck some fools.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure it's an episode that we have actively worked to not spoil.
Yeah.
With varying degrees of success. But I think something big happens next episode, which will be on Monday. So we'll see you next time. But until then, may the power protect you. Every time I see that guy, I just think of Justin McElroy saying, anyone can get memed. It can happen to anyone.
Yeah.